Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho.
So I love it. That's Ava Max.
Sweet but Max.
Yeah, have you heard this Sweet but Psycho song?
No, I haven't.
It's blown up. It's all over the radio.
It is?
Yes, everybody's listened to it. She is like the next Gaga.
This is probably the first time we played it on WGN then.
Yeah, I'll show you some pictures of it. I took some pictures in her hotel, and she has this asymmetrical haircut and creative dancing. I mean, very Gaga, a great voice.
Where's she from?
God. She's the same as like Dua Lipa, okay. Bebe Rexha. This all these girls are from like the same area, but she's from Washington, I believe.
Oh, right on. Very cool. See, that's what I love about music. It kind of brings people together, and there's no better music city than Chicago, I feel like, though, right, Jerry?
Oh, that's so true. I mean, everyone comes through here. So we have a great opportunity to see a lot of live acts and learn a lot about music, and just seems like everyone comes through.
Some of the greatest venues, some of the greatest festivals of all time. I mean, every single music artist that I've ever wanted to see has come through this great city of ours. Mm-hmm. And even if you're from the suburbs or Indiana, Wisconsin, you come to Chicago to see great music. Mm-hmm. And that's why we are so happy to be in the city. And we have two of my favorite music acts, two young people that I met. I host an open mic over at Bill's Bar and Burger on 30 East Hubbard Street every single Saturday from 9 until midnight. And these two musica artists came through the city, and lo and behold, they blew me away. And, mm-hmm. and what a great prize that we have to have them on air. Ryan Pollock and Tori Leppard. What's going on, guys? We're great.
Yeah.
Let me get you on air real quick. How about that? What's going on?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. God. We're good. So you guys, Ryan, you just put out a brand new album. This has been kind of a passion project of yours. What's it called? What's the story behind of it?
Yeah, so it's my debut single for my kind of like a little prerequisite to my debut EP coming out in May.
Okay.
And the single is titled Take It Off. Mm-hmm. You can
think. Uh-oh.
But no,
does
yeah.
that get you in trouble?
No, the plan for this one is hopefully get the immature male mind to view it because of the title, and get the female to view it because of the nice artwork that goes with it. But okay. Titles are deceiving. It's not.
It's not telling people to take it off.
I like it. I like the double entendre there. It makes sense with a lot of music. So, so Ryan, you were mentioning the fact that you had a kind of a connection to WGN Radio. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I have ties to Chicago. My parents grew up here, and I grew up in central Missouri. But I would listen to WGN every time we'd come up and visit family up here and stuff. We'd listen coming in on the car, and when I'd go home to Missouri when I was in, you know, grade school, I liked to think that I knew what was going on, so I'd listen to the traffic reports and all the good stuff, and the Jonathan Brandmeier show was on in the morning. I'd listen to it going to school and stuff, so yeah, I got good ties to WGN.
How does it feel to be here?
I know, it feels good. I was just telling Tori, I was like, you know, this is great. This is the station that I listened to when I was a kid.
You're in historic WGN Radio overlooking Michigan Avenue, Navy Pier right now.
Yeah, beautiful sights.
Oh my gosh. God. Well, we're excited to have you here. And Tori, where are you from? What's your background?
I am from Kankakee, mm-hmm. Illinois.
Oh, shout out.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I just came out with an EP last May called Radio. So that was really exciting for me. But mm-hmm. that was right when I graduated college.
Wow, okay.
And now it's a year later, so it's kind of weird to look back that far.
How do people release things like this? How does it work?
I went through CD Baby. Okay. That's like a new thing right now. My producer worked with me on that and like how to go through it and produce it together. And so that's what we did.
Nice.
And it released it to like everything, so it was really cool.
That's awesome. And you guys, you know, we mentioned the fact that we kind of know each other from the open mic scene here in Chicago, and that's where a lot of great music artists get their start from, is playing these smaller venues and getting, you know, their roots and their, I guess, what can we put, like, they're paying their dues almost, right, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to start off and just do it. Go out there and make music, apparently.
Jerry was talking a little bit earlier about a story where Lady Gaga was sitting on the side of the street and nobody knew who she was, and she played here in Chicago. And now, look at her. I think that she done all right for herself.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. I think Gaga actually changed the game a lot, because after that, music labels could not predict who was going to be the next thing, and there was a lot of copycats, and there still are. But it's been an interesting ride.
And that's the interesting thing about the new music industry, is that the good thing is that everybody can do music now.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is that everybody can do music now.
Yeah.
And your competition just grows.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because do you remember, like, Lollapalooza last year? There was a lot of girls that make videos in their bedrooms that were headlining Lollapalooza.
Right?
Not headlining, but they were an act playing big stage. And they came from a bedroom with a YouTube video.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's incredible. So you two, as new songwriters, I mean, how do you approach your music writing? Because I know, Ryan, you go to Columbia, which is a great, great music community. But what are you looking for? Do you look for advice from mentors, or do you just kind of just go at it yourself? Because I know that your album has such great artwork and so many great other components that you wouldn't even think of as a young songwriter. So just speak a little bit on your journey, I suppose.
Yeah, it's an interesting journey, because I grew up playing a lot of cover songs, kind of paying my dues, I would say, in a way, of playing other people's music. And I think that's how everybody learns.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's interesting. The songwriting process is really unique, in a sense that I have no idea when things come, and Tori knows this too, is that you could just be sitting there and, like, you get an idea out of nowhere, you know, maybe you're in the shower or something, but then you sit down to write and actively try to write a song and you can't come up with anything. You put the guitar down, 5 minutes later you're washing dishes and it's like, oh God, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you run over to your guitar, and so they come and they go, and there's no, like, real way to go about it. Some people can write melodies first, some people write chords, some people write lyrics. We have a debate between Tori and I whether lyrics or melodies kind of matter more, and
Wow. So how, and you guys are dating and navigating the business, so like Sonny and Cher, or, you know, I mean, how does that work? Is that challenging, or is it nice to have someone there that's got your back?
Honestly, because we go to performances together, and, like, we know, like, something, you know what I mean? We can, like, look at each other and be like, oh, I played a clinker, or I'll be like, oh, that went great, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you did, like, you know,
so. That's nice, okay.
Yeah, and I think it kind of works out, because you kind of get doubled, you know. I find us some stuff, she finds us some shows.
Oh, good.
We met at Bill's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At our open mic, we met there.
7 months ago, so.
Yeah. That was 7 months ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they met at Bill's Burgers. They met over a burger.
Music brings people together.
Was
it over the burger?
Yeah, I'm going to say so, actually.
I wasn't having anything to eat.
I was.
But
well, either way, I'm so happy for you guys. The songs are incredible. Like, honestly, I from my mouth to your ears, you need to check out Ryan Pollock and Tori Leppard. Now, the new song is called Take It Off. Do you mind if you play a little bit of it for our listeners
tonight? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. Yeah, go right ahead.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You've been known to take a while with your makeup. Don't know why. No girl like you should have to try. Anyhow, anyway, baby, take it off.
I don't mean to try to tell you how to look or how to feel, but if it's fake, then it ain't real. You don't need cheap disguise, baby, take it off.
spend your early morning crossing on the sink. Can you pay for this cloth so you can just go wipe it off? You might think it's crazy, though it's nothing but the truth. You don't need no enhancements, girl, I wouldn't lie to you. Maybelline, or Maybelline for your own image, your own face. The corporate world's got awful taste. Unless you've got a bruise, baby, take it off. You spend your early morning crossing on the sink, and you paid for those cloths so you can just go wipe it off. You might think it's crazy, though it's nothing but the truth. You don't need no enhancements, girl, I wouldn't lie to you. You've been known to take a while with your makeup, don't know why. No girl like you should have to try. Anyhow, anyway, baby, take it off. Take it off. Anyhow, anyway, baby, take it off.
Ryan Pollack and Tori Leppert with nice their new job. Song, Take It Off.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very, very pretty.
Yeah, see? I see why you picked them out of the crowd.
Right? I knew they were destined for something in mm-hmm. in the future. Mm. All right, Ryan, we'd love to talk to you a little bit more. We're going to take a quick break here. You guys, hang on tight. You'll be able to hear more with Ryan and Tori right after this on WGN Radio. All right, welcome back to WGN Radio. I hope you guys enjoyed that beautiful, beautiful song from Ryan and Tori. We're here. This is Jerry Nunn and Michael Heidemann on WGN, in for Dave Plyer. We're, you know, the cool thing about being a Chicago musician, there's a lot of great venues to play. There's a lot of great places you can check out and kind of work on your craft. What are some of your favorite places to play around the city?
Well, we have a show coming up at the Elbow Room.
Oh, good venue.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The Elbow Room. Mm-hmm. When is that? That's April 7th?
I'm going to say April 7th.
April 7th, yeah.
Check out my calendar.
Okay.
You can go to RyanPollackMusic.com, and I got that nice events page there.
And they can buy a ticket there?
4 in the morning. Yeah. They're real expensive, too, yeah.
Okay.
I could imagine.
This is the time to see them before they blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Boy, oh boy.
You know, so when you guys are writing together, how does it come together? I mean, as a songwriter myself, I know that it's mainly just the vibe that you feel, the feeling that creates a song. But when you're writing together, does Tori, do you bring your lyrics in? Ryan, do you bring a guitar part in? How does it mesh?
Honestly, a lot of people say that we're like an old couple. Like, we kind of sit there and bicker, and we're like, no, that's not what it is. Or sometimes we'll be like, oh my God, that's incredible. Like, you know, we always have that ongoing argument about lyrics versus melody. So that gets in there somewhere.
That is like Sonny and Cher. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and the good thing about us too is that I do more of the production end of things, so mm-hmm. we don't necessarily always write together, but we will produce things together, so yeah. You know, record her and
okay, it works.
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's great.
That's amazing. All right, so just a quick shout out to all of our engineers who are going to be helping us craft this next song that you guys got. We got Bob Ferguson, Dan Long, Ernie Scanton. Thank you guys so much. Tori and Ryan, we'd love to hear another song from you. You guys ready to go?
Tori's going to do one of her own. It's going to be, I'll let her intro her song.
All right.
This song is called Saving Grace. This is on my EP, so. Signs kept a bottle with her.
occupy the cap that sparkled in both his ocean eyes and held her close to him and I. He saw me at my low and brought me to my high. My whole life. So please tell me that you're fine, even though I can say that you're alright. And please tell me that you're safe, so I can go to bed and rest my gentle head.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Amazing, wonderful, all that you could ever want in a song.
Nice voice.
Tori Leppert and Ryan Pollock. Guys, congratulations on all the hard work. Those are some amazing songs.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having us on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Let's come back.
Yeah, come back anytime. Yeah. Where can we find you? Give us a few plugs here before you go.
Well, you can find me in the song that I just did there. You can, I guess the best spot is ryanpollockmusic.com. Otherwise, if you want to bypass my website, just go to wherever you listen to music, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all the big ones.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Right,
okay.
Right on. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the album. Take It Off is the single. Tori, congratulations on all the great songwriting. Tori, where can we find you too?
On Tori Leppert on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Tori Leppert Facebook on my page. You can find me on Instagram too. I'm currently working on a website, so that should be up and running in the next week. So.
Oh, God.
That's great. All right, let's take a quick break here real fast. You're listening to Michael Heideman and Jerry Nunn. Tori and Ryan, thanks again for joining us tonight.
Thank you.